The W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield this morning. Pastor Chatfield, a couple of text messages coming in. With Donald Trump firmly in charge of the Republican Party and his MAGA agenda, do you think after his presidency the Republican Party will remain MAGA, or do you think it will revert back to quote unquote being an establishment Republican club?
Okay. All right. I'll take that challenge. The opposition to President Trump now isn't from the establishment. It's from what I would call the extreme libertarian wing of the party. That's where the attacks are coming from. You don't hear Mike Pence criticizing the president for his actions, or even the George W. Bush crowd. Now they don't like the way he does things. But remember, George W. Bush led us into the Iraq War in 2003 with much less reason than why we're fighting Iran. I mean, they had weapons of mass destruction. Okay, all right, President Bush, you say so. Did we find those weapons of mass destruction? No. Did a lot of Americans die? Yes. Far more than have died in Iran? Way. And there's no comparison. See, the establishment is not really pushing back against this. It's more the libertarian wing. And of course, and again, say the libertarian wing wins the nomination, the likes of, let's say, J.D. Vance. He's more libertarian thinking than Marco Rubio. Or Tucker Carlson, there's been rumors that he's going to run for president, whatever. Let's just say by some quirk of math, which it could happen, if you have a bunch of mainstream candidates run in the nomination process, and then you've got Tucker Carlson captures the more libertarian thinking, because the five or six that divide the main thinking, Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance, and others, and then Tucker could win 40% of the vote. He could potentially, possibly win the nomination. Now, that said, what would he do? He would become the establishment. Who would I vote for? Who would Rusty Chatfield vote for? I'd vote for Tucker Carlson, because he'd become the leader. He'd become the leader, and then the libertarian wing would become the establishment. And when the more traditional Republicans bucked them, they said, well, they would say what? Stick with the team. Because that's what always happens. I mean, they would see, once you get control of something, you got to govern. What are you going to do? Nothing? You're going to close down government entirely? Then right. you would see. Listen, President Trump is the establishment. I hate to put it this way, but he is the Republican Party right now. He is. I mean, I wouldn't oppose him. I have this thinking that Thomas Massie wanted to be a martyr. I mean, he asked for it. He could have done what Rand Paul did. Rand Paul thinks an awful lot like Massie, but he kind of maneuvers in and out. He doesn't blatantly come up against the president, so that when he has another, I don't know when he's up for, when he has another primary challenge, he'd prefer to stay in office, and he kind of navigated better. Massie kind of confronted the president. So did this Green, Representative
Marjorie
Green.
Taylor Green from Georgia.
I mean, yeah, in my view, she's less. I have less faith in her, way less than Congressman Massie, in my view. I think he's a man of conviction, but I think he wanted to commit political suicide, and he got his wish. He got his wish. And by the way, now there's going to come in a representative much more loyal to the president. And all the things that you thought that the president was doing wrong, you won't even be able to push back a little on it now, Congressman Massey, because you're out. You'll be out.
Sure. And we'll have no voice for his beliefs and the people who supported him to voted for him all these years to be their congressman. Another text message kind of along the same lines. Who do you at this early junction believe is going to be the candidates running for president in 2028 on the Republican side?
I would say the two leading candidates would be Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance. Yeah, that'd be my guess. Marco Rubio, in my view, has done a really good job as Secretary of State. J.D. Vance is more the libertarian thinking. I mean, you read some of the statements that J.D. Vance made about Trump way back originally. He was very critical of President Trump before he became vice president. Years before. Sure. Very critical. So was Marco Rubio a little bit, but not as bad as Vance. I mean, but Vance did that without being attacked. I mean, little Marco got tired of Trump jumping all over him, so he kind of pushed back. That's politics. Right. But they laid that aside. Marco Rubio is executing the foreign policy of the president of the United States, and in my view, doing it very well. Now, I don't get to show up to cabinet meetings and know everything that's going on. But in my view, it's those two would be the leading candidates. Now, could there be more of an extremist, a much more libertarian type of person, a Rand Paul? By the way, I love Rand Paul. When he first started thinking about running back in 2015, I said, man, I like Rand Paul. I like his thinking. But he couldn't get support. He dropped out. And then in 2016, during the primary process, I voted for Ted Cruz. He lost. Then I voted for President Trump. And remember, just in case anybody thinks I'm not consistent, remember when Ted Cruz and you were there at the convention stood up and wouldn't fully endorse Donald Trump for president? Remember that?
Yes. He was booed.
And I says, hey, you're Republican. He won fair and square. He won it.
Yep.
Now let's get behind Donald Trump because he won. That's the only way you can govern. That's the only way things ever work. By the way, it's like this. It's like you're in a huddle in a basketball game and 15 seconds to go, and the coach calls a play. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Got 15 seconds. Here's what we're going to do. And somebody in the huddle says, well, I don't think we should do that. That's not the right play. Hey, sit down. Sit down. We'll get somebody else. You got to run the plays. You can only have one coach, one captain, and you stand behind him. That's, by the way, that's the nature of the social contract theory of government. That's the nature of all of our system. That's the way it is. We kind of come together to protect our freedoms. The Republican Party comes together. We have our arguments, have some arguments, and who wins, wins. Look at the alternative. What's the alternative? Say, well, I'm not going to vote this time. They're all shysters. They're all this, that, and the other. You always are looking at alternatives. That's just the nature of politics. Now, there's a lot. I wanted to say there are a lot of things about libertarians and conservatives are like. Both believe in limited government, less regulations. Okay, that's true. The libertarians are little. They would emphasize personal freedoms more, and the conservatives would emphasize morality more. That based on the whole idea that God exists and there's an eternal existing moral order, and it is, in some cases, indeed necessary for government to pass laws based on a moral order. Listen, I don't want marriage between three men and six women to become legal. I don't want that. That is confusion. That would not be a good law. Could I hear a libertarian out there say, well, I don't care if that's what they want to do? No, I said that would not be good for our country, our state. That would be good nowhere. That
society.
Is not,
society norms would be completely flipped on their head.
Yes. See, because we believe that there exists an eternal, existing, unchangeable moral order. Marriage is between one man and one woman. And we've already expanded that, which I think is not good. But when is that going to stop? Are we ever going to stop that? See, a libertarian might say, I'm not saying all libertarians would say this, well, if that's what they want to do, I mean, I don't care. It doesn't affect me. Follow that?
I totally follow it. Then I'll tell you when it's going to stop. The insanity of gay marriage is going to stop when they die. They're not going to have any children. Oh, they can try to adopt like Pete Buttigieg did, but the surveys, the reports, the studies are coming out already that the children raised by gay couples are actually heterosexual. They're not buying into the lifestyle of what they're seeing. They're getting teased by kids at school. You have two daddies. You have two mommies. When the other gay couples, lesbian couples, don't adopt, this fad is going to die out. They have no posterity. They have no prosperity. They're not going to have any children to continue their name because they can't reproduce.
Well, there's some truth in that, Randy. But listen, Sodom and Gomorrah existed.
Oh, you bet.
It existed.
And we know how that went.
Yes. Like drug policy. Let me talk about drugs. A conservative says, no, we don't want all these drugs on the street. Now, we already lost the marijuana battle. That's lost. In my view, there's no sense even bringing it up. I would not make that a political issue. Nope, we've lost. It is what it is. But what about other drugs? Should we just simply make, if it's your body, your choice, whatever you want, do what you want, and just don't try to make drugs that are bad for people illegal? Conservatives say, no, we got to restrain these things. Libertarians are more inclined to say, well, it's their choice. Let them have their choice. That is kind of the way it is. When it comes to abortion, a conservative is more likely to be opposed to abortion. It's wrong, we think, because when a person is conceived in the womb, they are made in the likeness of God, and law should protect them. A libertarian is, I'm not saying all libertarians are against restricting abortion, but they're more likely to say, well, it's their choice, their decision. That's the difference.
We'll wrap this up. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's discussion with Pastor Chatfield. So, to surmise, to kind of wrap this up, the Libertarian Party, I've always held the position from a constitutional perspective, I kind of lean that way. But I do not go along with their atheism, their lack of morals and lack of principles when it comes to being a Judeo-Christian country.
Okay. I would listen, though, Randy. A lot of libertarians are not atheists. Most of them are not. They just don't believe. They just don't believe that the idea of morality governing. And I don't believe in it all cases. You got to look at individual basis. By the way, I've taught on this in case you care. Biblical law, the idea that the Bible is our supreme authority and that, yes, in some instances, Bible morality needs to be put into civil law, but not in all instances. I have a saying that I teach my students. All law is legislative morality. All law. But all morality cannot be legislated. You follow the concept? Every law, state level, local level, national level, has some moral premise behind it. Every law. Some people, well, you can't legislate morality. That's ridiculous. Every law has a moral premise behind it. Every law. But all morality, everything the Bible teaches, you can't put into civil law. Knowing where to draw the line between those two things, that's the challenging part. That's the challenging part. And sure, we look at history, we look at the Bible. I wouldn't call libertarians atheists, although I think more of them, there are some. But I think, you know, there's some good people that are libertarians, and there's always a strain. And I, like you, man, I liked Rand Paul, but hey, he didn't win. Then I liked Ted Cruz. He didn't win. Then Donald Trump became president. Hey, I support the president. Now I can see, man, he's been a good president. In my opinion, he's been a very good president. I certainly wish he wouldn't talk the way he talks sometimes, but nevertheless, what can I say?
Well, what drives me crazy is he has a press conference in the Oval Office. He's got 8-9 cabinet members and or other various people standing up behind him. And he starts taking questions from the media, and he gives the same response over and over and over. You know, I'm the only president that has gotten us out of, you know, 8 wars. You know, I'm a peacemaker. You know, I'm going to be finishing up this Ukraine-Russia thing. That'll be number 9. I'm going to finish up Iran. That'll be number 10. You know, when I came in the office, we didn't have any military, and I rebuilt the military. He says it over and over and over again, and those poor guys standing behind him, not able to move, their legs are going numb, and he's reiterating the same thing over and over. He repeats himself every single press conference. It drives me nuts.
Would you shut up and end this thing
press conference?
But a lot of people don't watch every press conference like you. They just see it here and there, and he wants the message out. It is what it is. He is who he is. Yeah. And you know what? He does. He calls them the way he sees them. By and large, he calls it the way he sees it.
Yesterday's press conference, he called them the Democrats. He didn't say Democrats. He goes, the Democrats. I'm like, he don't care. He can't get reelected. This is his last term, and he's not holding back. And he attacked the one media girl. Man, I felt bad. She asked a really biased liberal communist question, and Trump just ripped her a new one right in front of everybody. And it was like, okay, how many other reporters want to ask a stupid question?
He calls him the way he sees him. He speaks. He doesn't have the nuance of a Marco Rubio. He doesn't.
He's nowhere near Marco Rubio.
Yeah, but he is who he is. We support the president, and his policies, I think, are good, in my view.
Do you think he's going to endorse somebody in the governor's race?
Your guess is as good as mine. I'll tell you this. His endorsement's worth $50 million to a Republican, or maybe more. I don't know. Whoever he endorses is almost for sure going to be...
He's going to win the primary.
The nomination, of course. I mean, it's almost for sure. Everybody's one way or another trying to get the Trump endorsement. Everybody's looking for it. But everybody is what it is. We'll see. I mean, your guess is as good as mine.
Well, if you look at the money that they're spending on their campaigns and the fact that he's a businessman like Trump, I think he's going to endorse Perry Johnson right before the August 4th primary.
Well, if he does, I don't know. If he does, I'm not going to tell you who I support. But I would make a prediction he's going to get. He will win then. Perry Johnson gets the Trump endorsement. So whoever gets the Trump endorsement would likely win. That's just reality of politics today in the Republican Party.
Absolutely. What are we going to talk about on church on Sunday?
I'm going to teach on Ezekiel 9. There are things going on. People can look it up in the spirit world. We're in a spiritual battle on this earth. And does it leak into politics? Yes, it does. It leaks into a lot of things. Primarily, it leaks into trying to win people to Christ and the spreading of the gospel. But we live in a spiritual world, and let's live for the Lord.
Okay, we'll have our Bibles open, Ezekiel 9.
So. Correct, yes.
Okay, buddy. Thank you so much. Appreciate the discussion. We'll see you on the radio on Sunday.
Yeah, thanks, Randy.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that old